Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 3, and I would like to read with you verses 15 and 16. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, where we see the Word of God says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accused your good conversation in Christ." That's 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. And as we look at those two verses, we see three principles that you and I as Christians ought to maintain in our life every day. You know, we are living in a time in which we find that there are people who are turning away from God. We are finding that we are living in a time when even in the Church of Jesus Christ, there are many people who are forsaking biblical truth. And it's absolutely important that we as Christians live our lives according to biblical truth, that we might be the type of a representative of God that He would have us to be. And what we see here in these two verses are three principles that will help us to be able to do that. Number one, it's important that we have a sanctified heart. It says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts." What does that mean? Well, the word sanctify means to set apart. And in all reality, what that is teaching us is that we are to set apart our heart unto the Lord. In other words, allow the Lord to be the one who rules our heart. Now, when we are talking about our heart, we're not talking about that organ that beats inside of our chest to keep us alive, but we are talking about who we really are. And in these days in which we live, it's absolutely important that our lives, our heart, our very inner person is set apart unto Jesus Christ to the point that He is the one who rules and reigns in our life. Let's have a sanctified heart. Secondly, let's have a ready answer. It says, "And be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you." You know, we need to know the Word of God. Once again, we are living in a time when people are asking all sorts of questions about the Bible. You and I need to know the Bible so that when people come to us and ask us why we believe what we believe, we can direct them to the Word of God and show them from the pages of Scripture why we believe what we believe, and then allow the power of the Word of God to be able to work in their lives through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And then finally, we are to have a good conscience. It says in verse 16 of 1 Peter 3, "Having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse you." We are to live the kind of a life that keeps us pure before God and pure before others in our personal witness and testimony. And these three principles are three principles that you and I should allow the Spirit of God to work in our lives daily, that we might be the witness that God would have us to be. Have a sanctified heart, have a ready answer, and have a good conscience so that we might be the representative of Jesus Christ that He would have us to be. Father, I thank You for this teaching in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verses 15 and 16. It is my prayer that each and every one of us would allow Your Holy Spirit to engraft these principles in our lives today that we might live for Your glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moments of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, Other Way of Truth Ministries, saying God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.